and welcome to the Marinia Podcast, the place of infinite possibilities. On this podcast, you will hear news and stories discussing the advancements being made in the field of ocean colonization, Marinia, the village at sea, and rational solutions to the problems that we as human beings face going into the future. We're setting sail for sunnier waters. Are you? And here's your host, Shane.
And welcome to the inaugural episode of the Marinia Podcast, the podcast where we discuss the future village at sea and all things seasteading. First off, I want you to open a web browser and go to marinia.org. That's M as in Mary, A-R-I, N as in Nancy, E-A.org. Now, don't turn off the podcast, obviously, but I would highly recommend you peruse all of the great information available there. You can find the business plan, the introductory video, you can become a member, and tons of other super, super cool things. Again, that is marinia.org. So this episode will be much shorter than our average episode length. I just wanted to begin by providing you with a brief introduction of who I am, what to expect from the podcast, and just get a nice foundation laid before we move forward. So first off, my name is Shane Ratliff, and I am the communications specialist for Marinia. My job is pretty self-explanatory, right? I will handle interviews, run the podcast, get Marinia discussed on radio shows, and I will contribute articles to Ocean Living magazine, their magazine there at marinia.org. Just to get this project a lot more publicity and get people involved, obviously this is kind of a decentralized kind of group project, and always looking for volunteers to help us with things, and also people that are interested in helping this come into fruition. So how did I get here? Well, Bob Llewellyn, the project manager, approached me after hearing one of my podcasts on seasteading and startup societies, and he invited me to join the team. I did so graciously, and I'm really looking forward to all of the great things to come in the future. So I do two other weekly podcasts, which focus on solutions, free market economics, and philosophy. The subject of finding freedom on the open ocean is a recurring theme and has been for some time, whether that is in the vein of seasteading or something like minimalist sailboating. Both are extremely attractive to me because, really, really passionate about, the open ocean. So outside of media production, I enjoy camping and riding four-wheelers, and I also have a passion for cryptocurrencies and the blockchain technology. So for those who are familiar, Bitcoin, and then the various altcoins and things of that nature, I'm very, very passionate to do a lot of speculating in cryptocurrencies, make some decent money doing that. So if you'd like to connect with me, feel free to. My personal account on Facebook is facebook.com/Shane.Ratliff. And my name is spelled R-A-D as in dog, L-I-F-F. So facebook.com/Shane.Ratliff. You can send me an email, shane@libertyunderattack.com. And you can also like the Marinia Project on Facebook. I will, stay apprised there. I'll post stuff pretty regularly. And, if you have any questions, if you just want to, again, connect with me, I will definitely be checking that page. And, go ahead and do that. Go ahead and like the Marinia Project on Facebook. Find them on Twitter. Anywhere anywhere you would look for social media, you can find the Marinia Project there. So I think that will suffice for now. You'll get to know me a lot more intimately as this podcast progresses. So what can you expect from this podcast? Well, first and foremost, I'll make sure that you have an in-depth understanding of the Marinia Project, the individuals involved, the goals of the project, the various phases, and I'll make sure to get any and all questions that you may have answered. And that is a promise, because obviously I don't want you confused about anything about this project. Be more than happy to get any of those questions answered that you may have. And we'll also talk about why the open ocean will be the next logical step in human evolution, and how Marinia is the project leading the charge. Additionally, there are some things to be ironed out. We'll discuss seasteading strategy, which could include technological developments, preserving the ocean environment, entrepreneurial opportunities in Marinia, the government of Marinia, sea safety, weather, climate, and much, much more. A lot of really interesting discussions to be had. And then it's It's really fascinating. It's definitely really fascinating, especially since, you know, Marini is kind of the first project of its kind. And there will, again, there will be some things that need to be ironed out. But I'm just really excited to see, some of those conversations happen and, you know, actually discussing some of these strategies. So lastly, you will get some little tidbits of libertarian philosophy and some relevant history intertwined. Now, obviously, this isn't a political podcast or anything, but, kind of the libertarian philosophy is certainly, pretty crucial to Marinia. So there's certainly a lot to look forward to in this podcast, as well as the Marinia project overall. So make sure to check out the website, marinia.org. And if you're listening on the website, you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. We would ask that you subscribe to the podcast and leave us a positive review on iTunes, if at all possible. It will take you no more than 2 minutes, and it would help us get into the ears of more folks. So thank you so much in advance. Now, I know this was a rather short introductory podcast, but had to get an episode out so I could finish getting everything set up for the podcast feed and such. So for the next 2 weeks, Bob Llewellyn will join me to tell us all about the project. Bob is the project manager, and we'll really dig into these details. You know, what are these phases? Why Marinia? How did the project come about? Who's involved? Some other very, very interesting stuff. So he'll join me the next 2 weeks. And that's all I have for you. So we'll see you then.